There's a recent trend of Yemeni coffee houses opening in the Milwaukee area. These shops import beans from Yemen, which some call the birthplace of coffee. WUWM's Eddie Morales and Mayon Silver take us to a shop in Oak Creek where roasting beans is part of the customer experience.
So Mayon, we're at Kawa House in Oak Creek. There's something unique about this coffee shop compared to the few that we've been to.
Yeah, you know, you can kind of hear it in the background, the crrr of the green coffee beans that are sitting in the roaster right now that Tina just put in there.
We'll hear from her soon.
It's pretty cool because this coffee shop does their own roasting, and so we're going to find out all about that, how that works, what makes the Yemeni coffee special, and how it gets, processed into the drinks we all get.
Tina Conley is the co-operator of Kawa House. She explains their beans come all the way from Yemen.
Our coffee originates in Taraz and Sanani, Yemen. And so our founder, Ibrahim El-Sabani, is an eighth-generation coffee bean farmer. And so his family farms are in Yemen, and we are directly sourced. We are the only location in the United States that gets these beans.
Conley says Kawa's beans are grown and hand-picked in the Haraz Mountains.
While traditional methods are used to harvest the beans, roasting them requires a modern process. Most franchise locations, including this one, use a Dietrich drum machine for roasting.
Conley says the machine is almost like a showpiece. It sits in front of the counter on the north end of the shop. Its silver, brushed metal casts a dull reflection. Conley says it's designed to slowly heat the beans and then draw more flavor from them.
We watch how it happens. The beans are visible through a small circular window on the machine. They gradually change color from green to yellow.
The beans crack twice before falling from the drum to the cooling tray. That's where a metal arm spins clockwise, keeping the beans moving so they don't burn. Conley says customers often ask about the machine. It's an opportunity for her to engage with guests.
The whole concept of this place, it's a full experience. We have, you know, families sitting here sharing a pot over conversation. I mean, it's a whole thing. We want you to sit inside. We want to talk to you. We want to tell you our story. We want to tell you our origins, where we're from, how we make your coffee.
Conley is a Milwaukee native. She has about 30 years of restaurant experience and a background in real estate. Her husband is Palestinian. Kawa House is a franchise that started in Michigan.
Conley explains how she and her sister-in-law, Dawlit Abdullah, ended up opening the first location in Wisconsin.
The franchise was looking for a location here in Wisconsin, and they contacted me because I have a lot of contacts in the Muslim community because of my husband, and so they knew that I would know of locations that were in the area that would accommodate the community here.
Kawa, which is Arabic for coffee, is in Oak Creek's Drexel Town Square. Conley says the community here is a diverse one.
Yeah, we're definitely probably at that 60-40 mark where 60% of the clientele that walks through the door has never been to not only this location, but never been to a Yemeni coffee spot or a Yemeni tea shop before. So there's a lot of education on that side of it with letting them know exactly what it is about, where it comes from, the ingredients, the recipes.
Conley serves us mofawar. It's a medium roast coffee with cardamom and cream. Here's my reaction.
Yes, I really like this. It's not bitter, it's not sour, it's really like a nice roast.
And yeah. So this is the same blend of spices and coffee. This one just has the milk, and this one is without the milk.
I hate to say it, but I don't even miss the milk. It's really nice. I could see myself drinking this, you know, in the morning, and not, maybe this is the way I can lower my cholesterol.
Kawa offers traditional Yemeni drinks like the Yadani chai and kisher with coffee husks and ginger. They have pastries too, like the cheese-filled honeycomb bread and buttery and flaky sabaya.
Conley says after a year of being in business, she's most excited to introduce Turkish and Yemeni recipes to the community. I'm Mayan Silver.
And I'm Eddie Morales.
For 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.